Well, this Women's Day, Amnesty International South Africa is focusing on early pregnancy, saying it's a social, health and economic issue affecting children in South Africa. There really has been a significant increase in the number of adolescents and young girls falling pregnant, ultimately girls who are giving birth from as young as 10 years old. And this is major cause for concern. Let me give you some of those numbers. Between April 2017 and September 2021, the number of births to young and adolescent girls between 10 and 14 years of age increased by 48.7%. How frightening is that one? Marika Keller is a researcher at Amnesty International South Africa. Marika, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time. When you look at the numbers, the facts here, it paints an extremely frightening picture, doesn't it?
Hi, Mandy. Thanks for having me. It absolutely does. And as you've mentioned, the fact that there are a number of social, health and economic consequences that can be attributed to early pregnancy, and that we've seen dire consequences for a number of girls across the country, and thousands of girls, as you've mentioned with the statistics. In 2020 alone, over 2,600 girls aged 10 to 14 gave birth, and over 91,000 aged between 15 and 19 years of age. These are staggering figures, and this is a major cause for concern.
It is a societal issue that has to be tackled by government. The state also has a responsibility to create that enabling environment for people to make autonomous and informed decisions. What needs to happen?
Absolutely. So it falls on both society and the state. All corners of society do need to address this. From the state side, what needs to be done is harmful stereotypes and discrimination must be eliminated. Early pregnancy and abortion must be destigmatized. And the state also needs to provide comprehensive access to sexual and reproductive health services, goods and information, as well as implement effective, age-appropriate and good quality comprehensive sexuality education and life skills programs that must be delivered by well-trained teachers. Research has shown that this improves knowledge on both HIV and pregnancy prevention. It also decreases risk-taking and improves attitudes to condom use.
Gender-based violence, of course, is a real contributing factor to early pregnancies. One in three children under the age of 18 experience sexual abuse, which is just insane.
Absolutely. So, I mean, while there are definitely a number of different contributing factors towards this, sexual violence is definitely something that needs to be considered here. We're seeing a lot of very, very young girls falling pregnant. Looking at the age of consent in the country, the fact that girls under the age of 12 are falling pregnant, that is statutory rape. And so these cases do need to be reported to police when they come up, because it definitely is one of the main driving forces behind this.
Marika, thank you very much. Marika Keller, research at Amnesty International South Africa, focusing today on teenage pregnancy this Women's Day. What needs to happen as well? It's a social, health, economic issue affecting children in South Africa. Just those numbers, again, if you look at them, it paints such a frightening picture. Between April 2017 and September 2021, the number of births to young and adolescent girls between 10 and 14 increased by 48.7%.